This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and this is our regular Monday get-together with Mary Morgan. Mary is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor, and together we explore the myriad of opportunities for you to become more civically engaged. And Mary, thank you for your time and your efforts in helping raise money for WEMU during our recent on-air pledge drive. Most appreciated.
You are most welcome, and happy October.
Yeah, it definitely feels like fall, doesn't it?
It does. My favorite month of the year, so I'm all for it.
Well, as we move towards November and weather that I particularly don't enjoy, we will get to elections. And as such, there's a lot of awareness campaigns going on, particularly from the League of Women Voters.
Yeah, this week is really active. The League has several forums, including some forums that are focused on the statewide ballot proposals, which the League is active in for some of those. They're going to have two sessions called What's on Your Ballot. There's one tonight and there's one Wednesday night that just focus on those proposals. And then one of the things they've done in the past that they're doing again this year, they're having some local high school debate teams basically present pros and cons on a couple of the proposals. So Wednesday they're going to have the Saline High School debate team focus on the recreational marijuana proposal. And then they're also going to have that same day, they're going to have a session with the Dexter High School debate team focused on the redistricting, the Independent Redistricting Commission, the voters, not politicians.
Which proposal. Appears so, on your ballot is Proposal 2.
That's correct. Proposal 2, the recreational marijuana, is Proposal 1. And there's a third one that's also focused on voting regulations.
Yeah, voter access, group. Right. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. The League of Women Voters has been extraordinarily invested in trying to engage youngsters, going into the high schools, talking with these kids, and getting them to be prepared to register to vote when the age comes about, and then making sure they take the next step and actually register and then participate. And it looks as though it's paying off.
You know, I hope so. They really have amped up. They had a core of volunteers that were kind of supplemented in 2016 after the 2016 election with a really strong interest in some of these issues. So they've been going out to the high schools, registering kids who are eligible to vote, talking about the process, and then, you know, doing their regular candidate forums too. There's a candidate forum, I believe, tonight for the state representative candidates in districts 52, 53, and 55. And these are all going to be on video on the Community Television Network YouTube channel and elsewhere. So it's a great service to our community.
Accessible to all, if you so desire. You are listening to Civic Matters, and our conversation with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative continues on 89.1 WEMU. You know, Mary, there used to be this old adage that all politics is local. The past couple of years may put that to challenge based on how much of our attention has been spent on the federal aspect of things. But fact of the matter is, politics are taking place right here in our community and in sometimes contentious ways. With that in mind, Ann Arbor City Council meets tonight, a pretty big agenda and a couple of controversial items on the agenda.
Yeah, I think one of the main ones that will elicit quite a bit of debate is the there are two different proposals to create a new police commission. One of the proposals is basically the recommendation of a task force that's been working for the past several months to create an independent oversight commission. And then there's a second proposal that differs in several significant ways that's brought forward by Mayor Christopher Taylor and based on recommendations from the city administrator and city attorney. So there is going to be considerable debate on that. I know that some activists in the community are mobilizing and will be there tonight, as well as the some of the task force members, I assume. The two chairs of the task force, Lori Saginaw and Richard Friedman, have issued a statement about the works group and really outlining in detail the process that they went through. And urging council to accept their recommendations. But it's going to be I'm sure it's going to be a contentious debate.
Well, absolutely. And it points out the split that there appears to be on city council, because the task force proposal is now sponsored by the mayoral opponents, those who are often found on the other side of things than Mayor Taylor, that being Jack Eaton, Ann Bannister, and Sumi Kailasapathy. What are the primary differences between the two proposals?
Well, I think it's a matter of the degree of independence. The task force recommended a much stronger independence of the new commission from the city. So, for example, the recommendation would be that the commission would have subpoena power to subpoena records, compel the production of records. They would be able to hire independent counsel. The Human Rights Commission would actually be charged with selecting the members of the Policing Commission. In contrast, the proposal from the mayor would not allow subpoena power. The selection would be in the mayor's hands in this nominating process that is for all other boards and commissions. So the mayor nominates and the council confirms. It's really, again, an issue of how the degree of independence that this commission will be able to have.
Once again, you're listening to Civ City Initiative's Mary Morgan on Civic Matters here on 89.1 WEMU. And beyond that easily contentious issue, development has long been a contentious issue in Ann Arbor as well. And there are a couple of discussion items tonight that are very interesting along those lines.
Holy cow! Yeah, there's a lot of development that's being proposed in the downtown area. The staff has written a report that's outlining some options for the city-owned site on. It's known as the former Y lot. It's on William between 4th and 5th Avenues, next to Blake Transit Center.
Right.
They've basically this report. It's really a I think a tour de force, and you know, kudos to the staff, including Jennifer Hall, the Ann Arbor Housing Commission director. It's really detailed, very interesting, and they proposed three different options. One is to develop the site for housing. The second is developing the site for mixed use, so including retail but also housing. And then the third option would be to sell it, and use the proceeds, at least 50% of the proceeds, to go into the affordable housing fund.
Yeah, well, that has long been a conversation, and there's a lot to be determined as to whatever happens with the Y lot, both in the courts, by the voters, and, of course, with city council. There's also conversation about what is known as the standard. Developers at the site at 425 South Main Street between William and Packard, they are submitting plans for a design.
That's true, and that if that is approved, that would really transform that lot. It's known as the DTE lot. To some, the DTE office has been there for a long time. It would be for a six-story building with retail on the first floor, some underground parking, and a little over 200 apartments. So that they just submitted the designs for that to the design review board, so that's starting the process. The design review board will meet later this month that might be on the agenda. So it's going to be interesting to see how that progresses.
And I may have confused my controversial properties, because I think what I was thinking of was the library lot, or what's going to be known as the collector. That all is still in play.
I know there's going to be another public forum this week for the collective on 5th. That's going to be held on Wednesday from 5 to 7 at Weber's. And then, of course, voters are going to be weighing in on the ballot proposal, which would, if approved, turn that area into a park.
Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative. The Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners take up several issues this Wednesday night when they meet, including a potentially controversial issue in which they may vote to give themselves a pay raise.
That's right. This is something that I think we discussed it before when it was on the agenda originally last month, and they postponed it to get additional feedback. I don't see that there's been any change, so I assume that that's going to be moving forward for a vote on Wednesday. I think the other interesting thing on their agenda is they have a proposal to send out a countywide mailer that would, in part, explain how straight ticket voting won't be allowed in the November 6th election.
And that is a big change.
Really happy. Yeah, it is a big change, and I'm really happy to see this kind of educational effort from the county. You know, it's not an inconsequential expense, but that kind of information to voters directly is a good thing. So,
and they'll also be discussing the proposed four-year budget.
Right, they moved to a four-year budget plan, and this is the year where they're making the proposal. There's also going to be a working session this week that focuses on it, and I think that'll be helpful in having staff explain some of the key elements.
Yeah, it's going to take a little while to dive into all of that and figure out exactly how it may play out over a four-year period, but we'll look forward to doing that, Mary Morgan.
Yes, we will.
That is Mary Morgan, the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and our partner for Civic Matters. To find out more about what Mary has going on and to sign up for the Civ City Weekly Newsletter, go to civcity.org. If you'd like more on today's topics and to visit our Civic Matters archive, you can visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.